Thanks for listening to Spanish Pod, everyone. We've got a free newbie lesson for you all today. It's called Please Sign Here. My name is JP.
Hi, my name is Liliana.
Liliana, before we start our lesson, please sign here. I'm going to tell everybody about SpanishPod.com. Listen, folks, this lesson that we're about to hear is a newbie lesson. But if you want to see other levels like elementary, intermediate, all the way through advanced, you can go to the website, SpanishPod.com, like I said, and sign up for the 7-day free trial. And that way, we'll give you free access to everything, including our videos, which are La Clave, the grammar show, and Cooking with Tabasco, which is the cooking show.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so please sign here. This sounds pretty official.
The keyword phrase is firme aquí.
Firme aquí. That's sign here.
Yes.
Okay.
Firme aquí. And you know, this is very useful when you're out like in a tourist place mm-hmm. and you have to sign everything to your room.
Okay. Or you're signing a credit card, paying
exactly.
with a credit card.
Exactly. Or when you receive a package and they tell you, please sign here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very useful.
Okay. Firme aquí. We're going to listen for that key phrase in the dialogue, which you're about to hear three times.
Dialogue. First time.
Aquí está su recibo.
Gracias. ¿Dónde firmo?
Firme aquí y escriba su teléfono.
Listo.
Second time.
Aquí está su recibo.
Gracias. ¿Dónde firmo?
Firme aquí y escriba su teléfono.
Listo.
Third time.
Aquí está su recibo.
Gracias. ¿Dónde firmo?
Firme aquí y escriba su teléfono.
Listo.
We're back, and we're going to start with the translation.
Aquí está su recibo.
Here is your receipt.
Aquí está su recibo.
Here is your receipt.
Aquí está su recibo. Gracias. ¿Dónde firmo?
Thank you. Where do I sign?
Gracias. ¿Dónde firmo?
Thanks. Where do I sign?
Gracias. ¿Dónde firmo? Firme aquí y escriba su teléfono.
Sign here and write your telephone number.
Firme aquí y escriba su teléfono.
Sign here and write your telephone number.
Firme aquí y escriba su teléfono. Listo.
Ready.
Listo.
Done.
Listo.
All right, let's take a closer look at these sentences. At the beginning, the guy, obviously, he bought something, mm-hmm. and so he's going to get a receipt back. So they say, here is your receipt.
Aquí está su recibo.
Aquí está su recibo. Now, which one of those words is the word for receipt?
Recibo.
Recibo. Okay, recibo. That's the little slip of paper you get that mm-hmm. proves that you bought it.
Yes.
Okay, your receipt?
Su recibo.
Su recibo. Now, Lily, I thought the word for your was tú.
No, in this case, because he's talking in the usted form.
The formal form.
Yes.
Okay.
So they're trying to be polite.
Okay.
So they're going to say su recibo.
Okay. When there's formality involved, folks, su recibo means your receipt.
If there's none, then you can say tu recibo.
Okay.
Okay?
Right. So here it's su recibo, and they say here it is.
Aquí está.
Aquí está. Now, aquí means here.
Mm-hmm.
Está.
Está is the verb estar.
Okay, which means to be.
Yes, it's the verb of existence, right?
Okay, so here it is. Here mm-hmm. is your receipt.
Yes.
And the customer says, thank you.
Gracias.
Gracias. That's a very important word in Spanish.
Muy importante.
Okay. And then the question?
¿Dónde firmo?
All right, that's where do I sign? We're going to start at the beginning with the word for where.
¿Dónde?
¿Dónde? Okay, this is a location question. Anytime you ask a location question, it's going to be ¿dónde? And the word that means I sign?
Firmo.
Firmo means I sign. Now, that's the verb firmar.
Yes.
And it means to sign. And in the first person, it's firmo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's put it together. Thanks. Where do I sign?
Gracias. ¿Dónde firmo?
Okay. Now, I said that firmo means I sign. If you're going to tell somebody to sign something, you're going to have to say something else, right?
Yes, you would say firme.
And that's exactly what the person says.
Firme aquí.
Firme aquí. Now, that's sign here.
Yes.
Right? Now, this is, again, this is the formal way of telling someone to sign.
That's our key phrase. Firme aquí.
Mm-hmm. So it's not enough just to sign, right? You also have to write your telephone number.
Y escriba su teléfono.
Okay. Now, we started with a little y, right?
Y means and.
Okay. So sign here and...
Y escriba su teléfono.
Okay. Escriba. Now, this is the verb escribir.
Mm-hmm.
It means to write. Just like they said sign here, they're going to say write your telephone number. Escriba. Now, how do you say your telephone number?
Su teléfono.
Su teléfono. Su, again, means your. And telephone?
Número de teléfono, it means telephone number.
Okay, but here it only says teléfono.
Yeah, teléfono basically saying your telephone number. You don't have to say número de teléfono.
Okay, you don't have to say phone number. If you say teléfono, people
yes.
know that it means the number.
Yes.
Okay, let's put it together. Sign here and write your telephone number.
Firme aquí y escriba su teléfono.
All right. And when he's done, he says, done.
Listo.
Listo. Listo literally means ready.
Yes.
Right. Or it could mean smart.
Mm-hmm.
But here, in this case, it means done. Or ready here, you have it back.
Yes, it's like done.
Okay. Sweet. Let's listen to this dialogue again 3 more times and we'll be back.
Dialogue. First time.
Aquí está su recibo.
Gracias. ¿Dónde firmo?
Firme aquí y escriba su teléfono.
Listo. Second time.
Aquí está su recibo.
Gracias. ¿Dónde firmo?
Firme aquí y escriba su teléfono.
Listo. Third time.
Aquí está su recibo.
Gracias. ¿Dónde firmo?
Firme aquí y escriba su teléfono.
Listo.
All right, we're back, and I want to talk about the verb firmar, Liliana.
Firmar.
To sign.
Voy a firmar.
I'm going to sign. Here it says I sign.
Yo firmo.
Okay, yo firmo. And actually, it's a question, right? Where should I sign?
¿Dónde firmo?
¿Dónde firmo? And the response is sign here.
Firme aquí.
Firme aquí. Okay? There you have 3 forms of the verb firmar. First, you have firmar, which is a dictionary form. You have firmo, which means I sign, or do I sign, where should I sign? And you have the command.
Firme.
Firme. All right. Mm-hmm. I think that's enough forms of firmar for a day, for a newbie lesson.
Definitely.
All right.
And you know, it's funny, but this firmar, they also, well, in places like Mexico, we have some sayings.
Mm-hmm.
Voy a echar una firma.
Okay. I'm going to leave a signature. I'm going to leave a mark.
Yes. And it means that you're going to the bathroom.
Oh, I get it. Like you're going to mark your territory.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Or you can say, voy a firmar las plantitas.
Okay, I'm going to go sign the plants. Or I'm going to go mark the plants.
Yes.
That sounds like something a dog would do.
Well, yeah. I don't know. They just say it. It's very colloquial.
Okay.
So please don't say it, you know, if you're in a meeting with a boss or someone and you just get like, oh, yeah, voy a echar una firma. No. You will get fired.
Okay.
So just like do it with your friends and
okay.
stuff like that.
All right, folks. So your Spanish pod challenge. What's that, Lily?
¿Dónde firmo?
¿Dónde firmo? Okay, whenever you have to sign something, you're going to ask the person, ¿dónde firmo?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now this is your Spanish pod challenge. The person doesn't have to speak Spanish, but you do have to practice, right, with your mouth.
Yes.
All right, so say that, ¿dónde firmo? Okay, Lily, I think that wraps up today's lesson. Folks, if you have any questions or comments, please come to SpanishPod.com and leave your comments on the discussion section of this lesson. And don't forget to check out that 7-day free trial if you haven't yet. For now, it's time to go. So hasta luego.
Hasta luego.